Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
we got to rock the boat.
I want to tell you.
We have to rock it.
I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or what you can do, friends, is go over to Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, again, Sons of Liberty Radio and or Sons of Liberty Media. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you would like to call in over the next 2 hours at any time, you may. Stick to topic, please. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I gotta bring up one of these I told you so's again. Because this is some good stuff, and I knew it, and I've been talking about it until the point where I just got totally to the point where I'm English. And the reason I'm saying that is for the very purpose that there is no Al Qaeda.
Wow.
Did you like that?
That was really good. I don't think I've ever heard you take your voice and twist it like that.
Okay, well, let me just
kind
do this.
I'm impressed.
Well, I remember I sang that song yesterday, and then I added the laughing.
Oh, yes.
You thought that was cool, too, right? It's your favorite.
Well, I didn't really think.
It's your favorite, right?
You sure?
It's okay. Your favorite. Now, isn't it interesting, friends? We've been talking over the last, I don't know. Ever since it came out, since we've been under attack, America, how they're trying to establish a new world order, and we talked about how President Bush talked about talking about senior 202 times, 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit, how they can create a new world order out of chaos. And then I talked many times about who's creating the chaos to bring in a new world order. Well, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. And I'm going to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because, friends, what we have is we have the President of the United States who sympathizes and who is allied with America's sworn enemies globally. Interestingly enough, he's overseas calling for the world to come together to put a stop to all of this terrorism. Global Alliance.
It sounds familiar.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. And everybody's looking for all these bad guys, these Al-Qaeda guys, and for some reason, they just can't find them. And isn't it interesting throughout all of this that government grows bigger and stronger and the police state gains more power and momentum over the people of countries through what? The chaos that's created. And folks, notice also after these bombings and these attacks take place, that these representatives and these world leaders, for the most part, friends, they're not condemning it. No. What they're doing is they're just giving them a pass for some reason. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, friends. I got a quote as well, friends, from a former British foreign secretary who had something to say about Al-Qaeda and the whole global terrorism agenda and who's behind it. I think you're going to enjoy this because we already know who's behind it. You know, this mysterious devil that just comes and goes at will. You know, interestingly enough, I got to say this. Even after the Paris, the murders that took place in France,
yep, mm-hmm.
isn't it interesting how the police investigator, the chief investigator, he just died for some reason. And it's interesting how every time it gets to the point where, you know, something might break and people might find out who's really responsible for it, they can only go so far and then, oh, all of a sudden they die off.
Yep.
You know, isn't that a little bizarre? No, it's very telling, friends. But isn't it interesting that over in Paris, I'm being funny, isn't it interesting that I guess they're going to go ahead and bury those two murders in Paris?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, they kill people from a different country, and then they have the audacity to take the murders and actually bury them in their own homeland.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't it kind of remind you a little bit, going backwards, friends, here, about how they did a documentary over in the Middle East, and they were asking people on the street who the Muslim Brotherhood were, and they said, we didn't know who the Muslim Brotherhood were. They had no idea who they were, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
They had no idea. Of course they don't. And then when they went over in the Middle East, they started to ask people about Al-Qaeda. And the foreigners started telling the American people that Al-Qaeda is created.
Yeah. Isn't it
interesting how this just keeps trend? Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? Friends, when I get done with Tim Brown here, I'm going to get him up on the radio real quick here because we have something going on in sonsoflibertymedia.com. But what I want to do is I want to take you over back to Barack Hussein Obama and these world leaders. They're talking about putting the foot down on terrorism and putting the kibosh down on it. But I want to show you what Barack Hussein Obama's doing in America concerning them supposed terrorists, because he's actually defending them every step of the way. So who's creating all of this? We'll get to that in just a moment. Tim, do we have you there?
Hi, guys.
Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, none other. Head and shoulders above the rest of us. It's really hard having a guy like this on the radio, folks.
Yep.
Because most people, when you have a conversation with them, you know, their hat's no higher than yours, and yep. yours is no higher than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got to kind of sit down for a moment and let him shine.
That's right.
Because this is one of those diamond friends. I guarantee you've never seen it. You've never heard it before. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tim Brown, senior
Woo!
Editor.
Woo!
Well, for none other than sonsoflibertymedia.com. What do we have going on over at the Sons of Liberty Media, Tim?
Well, we are giving away a brand new Joshua Mark V ARAK hybrid semi-automatic rifle.
Oh!
Woo!
Wait a second. So instead of disarming the American people, we're actually hooked up with some folks that want to give one away so they can defend themselves?
That's right. Our friends over at Amendment Arms, Tom Wise and Ryan Croft, have very graciously provided us with a Joshua Mark V for one contestant who, in God's providence, would win this on tax day of all days. And this is chambered in the 5.56, or most people commonly know it as the 223 round. And it's also a briefcase gun. Most people don't understand that. It breaks apart in the middle. And they're going to be creating some new calibers as well, or some changeouts for the gun for new calibers as well, the 7.62 and the 300 Blackout. So it's an awesome gun. I own two of them. And, of course, you shot one. We got a picture of you up on the page on the site.
Nice.
Shooting the prototype there. And we're going to give this away to one winner on April the 15th.
We totally appreciate it. I was holding my breath the whole time because I didn't want to miss one word that you said. Thank you, Tim Brown, senior editor for sonsoflibertymedia.com, for joining us just for a moment. Thanks. Be right back, friends, right on the other side of this break. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Just had Tim Brown on the radio with us over on Sons of Liberty Media, the editor for that page, and they are actually going to be giving away. We are a gun, a Joshua, and if you'd like to check that gun out, friends, it is beautiful. Win a gun right on the top page, click onto it. You'll see a pop-up right when you come to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, right before the break, friends, outside of the fact that I just had some sugar and it's starting to catch up with me right now, and I'm trying to have a little fun here too.
Yeah,
but boy,
so.
That one kind of took me over the top, didn't it?
I'm not ashamed,
and I'm not embarrassed. But interestingly enough, going back to the gun, it was Vladimir Lenin, the useful idiots of useful idiots, who basically helped bring in Stalin he was a revolutionary during Stalin's reign of terror, but he didn't realize how dangerous Stalin was. This is the useful idiot that rightly said, one man with a gun can control 100 without one. Listen carefully. Why is your government, America, trying to disarm you in a supposed state of terror? Is it not telling? One man with a gun can control 100 without one. Is that not what's going on globally through the use of terror, friends? I'm asking the question. Is it not what's being used? Here's the real question. Who's gaining momentum? Who's gaining power? Who's consolidating powers? Who's bringing forth global governments and military? That's exactly right. Who's gaining from it, friends? And I've always said this, and I knew it to be so. Someone actually sent this to me, this quote, and I'm going to give it to you real quick. There is no Al-Qaeda. The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. By the way, remember our friend Osama bin Laden that attacked America? Remember how many men, American boys and girls died capturing him, and then all of a sudden they took him out on a boat and they just dumped him in the water? Nobody seen him?
Yep.
And yet America fell for the fact, oh, we got him, yes! Whoa, friends, whoa. Where's he at?
Yep.
I want to know where he's at. I want to see him. Oh, they dumped him in the water. They gave him a Muslim burial. Who did? President Barack Hussein Obama? Of course he did. The guy that's entertaining, what, in the White House? The Muslim Brotherhood? entertaining our enemies, giving them millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to the Middle East, to America's sworn enemies, and we have a terrorism problem, friends? Yeah, you do. But who is it? You need to pull the mask off this. Let me go back to this. The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed, intelligent officer knows this. But there is propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
The country behind this propaganda is none other than the United States of America. Who said that? Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook. Oh, by the way, he was an inner services intelligence officer. Cook died while hiking in the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, that's just a shame.
Boy, isn't that amazing how that works? Yeah, there he goes. Yep. We've got to keep this alive. We also know, again, friends, just going back, out of their own mouths, they told you. We have Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself, been around how many administrations? He said a terrorist is anyone that does not accept the New World Order. A terrorist is anyone that does not accept the New World Order. Wasn't it Barack Hussein Obama over in Europe before he became the president of the United States of America? Just out of nowhere, by the way, just out of nowhere. And before you knew it, friends, he was over in Europe talking about a New World Order. There was no other option, said he. There was no other option. So what need they do, friends? What must needs they do? Let me tell you. They must create as much chaos as possible. And how do they do that? They lower the law. They lower the law. And who would do something like that? The devil himself. Exactly. So who is actually creating the terror? Who is the devil using to do this? Who's creating all of this? How come they're not condemning this? So on and so forth. I got Tim Brown back up on the radio with us here real quick. Hey, Tim?
Yes?
On a serious note, I want to hit some of these headlines really quick, and I want you to comment if you would. Obama dedicated to Islamist ascendancy. Can you explain? Can you share with us, please? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Yeah, that's an article by Eric Rush, and he just goes through, again, what Obama has been doing to aid the Muslim infiltration of the United States, from Islamic immigration to that which he is posting people within high security levels of the federal government. And so along every step of the way, he has done that. So we need to make sure that that people understand that even though you've been talking about Al-Qaeda being fabricated, what we need to focus on is Islam is not. We can name different groups whatever we want, but I can tell you from a guy who sits basically just miles away from a jihadi camp that is overlooked by a friend of mine who runs security over at the Qatabah nuclear plant. They keep an eye on those guys constantly. They're within eyeshot of a nuclear plant that we have in our very county. That jihadis are real. They're not fabricated, but it's like what you said. Who is supporting them? It's members of our own government. They're the ones who are bringing the terrorists here to our own land. It's not necessarily that they're fighting them off everywhere. It's they're bringing them here.
Well, let me add this, too. People need to understand that your government is sending them into the Middle East to deal with terrorists. And once they get there, they're told to stand down in the face of the terrorists, lest they might hurt a civilian.
Yeah, and they're being killed off.
That's right.
Which is our friends Karen and Billy Vaughn are pointing out the rules of engagement are making our soldiers sitting ducks over there.
Of course. And that's what they want to do. Because if they can weaken our military, and that's exactly what this administration has done since day one, is weaken our military and attack the American citizen. And that's exactly what they've done. Let me go to another article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Dead ISIS fighters serviced airplanes at Minneapolis International Airport. Let me say it again. Dead ISIS fighter serviced airplanes at Minneapolis International Airport. What say you?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it makes me a little uncomfortable seeing that I recently flew into there. It makes me very uncomfortable. Of course, this guy was working there before I flew into Minneapolis. But if they let one guy in, how many more have they let in, and how many continue to work at our airports around the country while you and I are treated like terrorists every time we get on a flight? And if I can, if you'll let me just point out that when I took that flight, I was confronted by a guy in Charlotte. Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina is where I left out of. And this guy served in our armed forces. I thanked him for his service, but I was the only guy to opt out of the big machine they put you through for the pat-down, because I figured if they're going to break the Fourth Amendment, I'm going to make them break it. And I confronted him with that. And this guy said, well, this isn't a hill to die on. This isn't a Fourth Amendment violation. We've been told this is an administrative issue. And there are other hills to die on. And I said, well, what hill would that be on? And he goes, oh, gun registration. I said, I agree. But I looked at him and I told him, I said, look, the fact that you're capitulating on the Fourth Amendment tells me that when they demand that you register your gun, you're going to do it too.
Hey, Tim.
This is a guy who fought for the country under a particular branch of the military, and had the audacity to tell me he knew what the Constitution said about the Fourth Amendment while referencing the Second Amendment.
Yeah, while he's tearing it down in his actions.
Yes.
So do as I say, but don't do as I do. As he swallows he strains at the net while he swallows the big camel. I want to interject this too, Tim. You know, it's interesting that he would say, you know, this isn't a hill to die on. I'm just kind of curious, how many Americans died on the hill to give him that right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, other people have gone before it, and if men think that they can push the bar back and say, well, this isn't a hill to die on, then when that hill comes to die on, the registration of guns, they won't die on that one either. They'll uphold it because, well, this is the law, and I got a job to keep, and this is my paycheck. And instead of confronting the issue, they roll over to the tyranny that's there instead of doing what they should do.
Yeah, instead of the politician standing down, they stand down. Now, it's interesting, both the politician and this individual, you know, God bless him for his service, but if he's going to violate the Constitution, he can't complain about what he tolerates. He's a part of the problem as well. But they both swore to uphold that Constitution. And if they both are failing to do it, then they're both guilty as hell, literally.
Well, that's exactly right. And just a teaser, if you'll let me, this evening on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to have a story where the citizens are not going to put up with it.
Amen. Tim, hold over with me to the other side of this break, would you please?
Sure.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie and Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come right back to this and expose the fact that, folks, terrorism is all created. We'll be right back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley, Stephanie, and Tim. Now, just hang on a second. I want to lay the premise here for you real quick. Dr. Joseph Mengele, German SS officer. By the way, everything we're talking about right now was done in the 30s. Just so everybody understands, Hitler already did this once. And by the way, for those that did not know, you might want to do a little homework on the Bushes, friends, because Prescott Bush, daddy of George Bush Sr., grandpa to George W. Bush, and now Jeb Bush, he was actually indicted for illegally financing Hitler's war. You might also want to do a little homework online, friends, talking about Project Paperclip. And you'll see some of the things that our government did. Now, I want you to listen carefully, going back to Mr. Mengele, a German SS officer. By the way, this guy would kill his own people. Some of the horrific acts that he committed against pregnant women are incredible. I'm not even going to say it on the radio. But this is what he said. He said this to the German people that would not listen to what was going on. They wouldn't listen to the Word of God, friends. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you this quote, and then I'm going to give you the Word of God real quick. The more we do to you, said Dr. Joseph Mengele, the less you seem to believe that we are the ones doing it. Let me say it again. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're the ones doing it. Now, what does Scripture say in Leviticus 26? If we don't keep his commandments, judgments, statutes, so on and so forth stuff.
Right. It says, but if he will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if he shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments so that you will not do my commandments, but break my covenant, I will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror and consumption. And he goes on from there.
Terror.
That's right. And he says, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, they that hate hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none
pursue. How many times have we heard Sean Hannity ask the question, folks? How many times have we heard him ask the question, why does this president hate us? Why does this president hate us? You know what's terrible is when you see these conservatives, I just heard this yesterday, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama, he's just not seeing it. He's just not seeing it. No, 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 dummy. You're not seeing it because you don't want to see it for what it is, and the writing's on the wall. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department. And an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Rome and Roman history through his extortive measures. Now, this leads to ask the question, and it begs to ask the question, who's responsible for starting the fires? Well, you just got to answer that question with who makes the most gain. Now, I want to make one more point, and then I'm going to get back to sonsoflibertymedia.com with Tim Brown. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. By the way, Hitler used the exact same methods, friends. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who said that? Condoleezza Rice. Mm-hmm. Condoleezza Rice. Wasn't she with George W. Bush during September 11th, 19th? What year was that? 2001? Oh. Now, I'm being stupid on purpose, friends, because there's some people that are just saying, you know, I just can't believe that our government would do that.
Yeah. You know,
no, I just can't believe that they would, you know, attempt to create League of Nations through World War I. And when that failed, well, they had to bring up another war so they could actually bring forth something called the United Nations. A global government. And how did that transpire? It all transpired through what? Created wars. My goodness, friends, it's created wars. Who makes gain? The global system, the consolidated government that they want to bring forth. Well, here, let me go give you another one. This isn't brand new. A matter of fact, did you know that Douglas MacArthur said in 1957... Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever, and with the cry of grave national emergency, which is the cry of tyrants, friends, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind that government.
Can you? Yeah, that's amazing.
1957. Now, if anybody were to listen to Eisenhower in his warning.
Yeah, about the industrial.
Yeah, and who are we to watch out for? Yep. It wasn't a foreign government. And here we have this guy that just mysteriously dies on a hiking trip in Scottish Highlands that said there is no such thing. He said the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And he goes on, and any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is propaganda campaigns to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive out TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this propaganda is none other than the United States of America. I remember when Mr. Stormont used to talk about this on the radio. Not Stormont. Dr. Stan Monteith, he's been exposing this stuff for years. For years and years and years and years. Boy, oh boy, friends, I say this, and just hear me out. If our leaders have such a problem with all of these terrorists, why don't we get all the terrorists, supposed terrorist leaders, let's put them all in one ring and let them fight to the death. Instead of millions and millions and millions and millions of innocent people throughout the globe that are going to die because they were too stupid to open their eyes up to what the Lord said. And here the Word of God stands as a warning sign once again what the problem is. Folks, this is perfect judgment, and it's happening in your country. And you have the devils right in front of you playing the game. And I also want to say this, too. If you were to, let's say, the American people stood up and they held and this whole administration accountable for their crimes against the Constitution, which this particular administration has violated over 900 times. Well, let's say, you know, all of a sudden, we deal with them and we don't let them off the hook. Guess what's going to have to happen? It's going to have to be, it will be like an onion, layer by layer by layer by layer. Because we know that the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world, that they're being used. We know that. They're just stupid enough to sell their souls for their cause. They don't realize that they're going to stand before a just and a holy God on Judgment Day. So, you know, we talk about this quite a bit, and we've heard this, and we've seen the signs, you know, that we can see to the judgment that needs to take place. We can actually, we can put in fast forward the judgment that needs to take place. We don't need to let them destroy our country, in our people, in our babies, in our women, in our husbands, in our, you know, you get the point. We can actually enforce the laws that we have in our constitutional republic against what they're doing now. And if for some reason, because sooner or later, if there's enough pressure put on these people, friends, they're going to get the bus thrown on them as well. And what's going to have to happen is the people are going to have to keep pushing until it goes all the way back through that peeled onion till we finally get to the core and find out who's really responsible for all of this. Because Barack Hussein Obama is a devil. He's willing to sell his soul for what he's doing to your country right now. The American people know this. No question about it. Well, people will come in and say, well, he's being controlled. Well, let's go to the controller then. Let's keep pushing until we get to the controllers. Let's keep pushing until we get to the 300 people that think they rule the roost on this globe. How about that? Boy, Bradley, that will just never happen. Nope, it won't happen because you don't want it to happen. That's why. That's exactly why. Folks, this administration could be caught with a gun smoking in their hands, and the American people would blow it off. They'd give them a pass. And America, I got to say this, you deserve what you got coming if you're going to continuously roll over in the face of what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown, do I still have you there?
I'm still here.
Nancy Pelosi to name first Muslim congressman to House Intelligence Committee. What say you? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Yeah, well, she's a traitor, and so is he, as far as I'm concerned. To push forward the idea, excuse me, that we should model public schools, which we shouldn't be having in the first place, towards the issue of madrasas, and that they should have their foundation upon the Quran. This guy is being put into play. It's amazing to me what you're talking about. You've often referenced the homosexuals as being used as the political battering ram, and right behind them the Muslims. But the Muslims are a political battering ram, too.
Absolutely.
They're being put into high security levels within the federal government. And Andre Carson, from what I understand, is the second Muslim to be elected in Congress. He's the first one to be elected to this particular security committee. And so if people don't understand what's going on, you're right. There is money that's tied. There are things that are beyond our shores that are coming in. But these people who are engaging in our country are traitors to our country, and we need to deal with them. If I can, let me point out the reason why. And some people aren't going to like this, but it is a biblical reason. Jesus said, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many are going to say to him, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied, cast out devils? Have we not done many wonderful works? And then he's going to profess to them that he never knew them. Depart from me, you who work anomia, you who are lawless.
Yep.
And the church at large is lawless.
We'll get to that. Hang on a second, Tim. We've got to take a quick break here. When we get on the other side of this, we're going to pick it up again. And let's just keep riding down this road because it's a good one. Holy Ghost led. Folks, you got Bradley, Stephanie, and Tim Brown. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley, Stephanie, and Tim Brown. Tim, you were saying, my friend.
Yeah, I was just getting into the issue of what Christ had laid out. And the weakness of the church is part of the problem. When Christ said that there would be many who would proclaim that they had done many wonderful works in his name, of course, we have some of those who are continually looking for signs, which Paul warned against, that they should be looking towards Christ. And there are those who claim to prophesy in his name, and yet Jesus says, you people are lawless. And we see in today's church, that's exactly what is being promoted. Don't talk to us about law. We're under grace. And yet Jesus' message, John the Baptist's message, all of the Old Testament prophets' message, all of the New Testament apostles and prophets spoke about the issue of repentance. And the Apostle John says that sin is transgression of the law, and the law is the law of God, which is the same one that was given at Sinai. And yet the church today is largely throwing the law off in favor of what they have redefined as grace, which they've made really into a license to sin, and so they're not willing to stand up.
Well, really, what you see, Tim, is they're throwing off Christ. They're doing the same thing. You got to keep in mind they were led to shout out, crucify him by the religious Pharisees. And I'm talking about the Pharisees that were responsible for crucifying him, along with the people. They said, "Away with him! We have no king but King Caesar." And that's exactly what you're seeing. They would rather serve the devil and call him Jesus than actually serve Jesus for who he is.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, too, you know, in that movie, The Ten Commandments, we actually watched that not too long ago, Charlton Heston, the version of it. And I remember in that movie, him saying, Moses saying, there cannot be any liberty without the law.
Of course.
See, people think it backwards when they have to understand that if you want true liberty and freedom in Christ, if you obey the law of God out of a heart of love for Christ and what he did for you on the cross, that sacrifice, then and only then will you have true liberty and freedom. And we've used this analogy many times, but I think it's good to bring up here with this point, that when you're driving down the road, what keeps traffic moving? The fact there's signs, there's rules, you don't cross this line, you stay on the right side, you stay on the left side,
speed limits,
you stop, you slow down, you look for pedestrians. What is that? That's the law.
Perfect law of liberty.
I was just going to say that when everyone obeys the law, you have the perfect law of liberty. And same with the commandments of God. When you stay within the confines of that law, you're going to have liberty because you have freedom in Christ because you're in his righteousness, not outside of that. What do they call someone who is a breaker of the law? An outlaw. They're outside of the laws of man. Same thing, you're outside of the laws of God. So people need to understand that the law is not done away with. I mean, the ceremonial law is.
Right.
But God's Ten Commandments have never left. He's never obligated the law.
I want to make
Christ
clear, though,
fulfilled.
You're exactly right. But we need to understand the function of the law is to condemn. The function of the gospel to those that believe justifies.
Right.
And most people don't understand that. I also want to take it back to your point and your point, both Tim and Stephanie, is the fact that when you're driving down the street and you get pulled over by the police officer for speeding, you're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, you can't have a little Christian sticker on the back of your bumper, and when the cop comes up to you and says, hey, listen, here's your ticket for violating the law, well, you know what? They're taught to believe, professed Christians are taught to believe today that, you know what? I'm under grace, not the law, so therefore that ticket doesn't apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, try that. Rip it up, throw it at his feet, and say, who are you to judge me, folks? That's not going to fly. And it's so ridiculous as to what we're seeing here, Tim, and I thought it was a great point that you interjected this. It's also interesting to note that Scripture tells us that the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of iniquity. Same word that you just brought up. Lawlessness. There is no fulfilling of the law because nobody understands love, yet they call it love without the use of the law and understanding of the law. Yet again, Scripture, love is the fulfilling of the law, and God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you look at even my article on the pastor down in my area who revised the Ten Commandments to fit his own little thing and saying, well, they're not commandments, they're promises and sayings. Obviously, this guy forgot that Paul says the commandment to obey your mother and father, to honor them, is the first commandment with promise. And so he distinguishes the two things. But people attack me over that, saying, well, you're just a hater and you don't love this guy. And I'm like, I don't hate the guy. I don't think he's qualified to be a pastor or an elder in his church. And I think he's demonstrated that from not only proclaiming his ignorance from his pulpit, but the fact that he will not uphold the Word of God enough to study it to make sure that when he says something, he is actually speaking for God from God's Word. And that's what we're seeing in the church today. People want to have their ears tickled. They want to feel good. They want a love that is romantic but not genuine. And there was a guy who wrote about that, how love has been turned into this, you know, knight saving the damsel in distress. It's very romantic, but it's not real. It's not real love. It's not real action.
Yeah, and I want to say
that is performed.
Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother.
Right.
And that's love. That's real love. Go ahead.
And I want to say too, Tim, because you bring up a good point. When people, you said, you know, you wrote the article and they were saying, well, you hate him, you know, you're hating him, so on and so forth. That is exactly the opposite. Why in the world, we always talk about love tells the truth. Why in the world would you tell people the truth that you know you're going to get backlash for? You know people are going to say you're a hater and so on, unless you really did love them. Unless you're really looking out for this pastor's soul and for the congregation that he is, you know, pastoring over.
Yeah.
You would not have any reason to tell them the truth other than the fact that you truly do love the truth and you love the Lord, because all you're going to get is backlash for it. So when people say you're a hater, no, no, no. When did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love tells the truth. And yeah. Now we have a backwards mentality because judgment has been turned backwards. People nowadays call love hate, and hate not giving someone the truth. Yeah. Oh, that's love because they want to have peace.
And they equate it to their lust. And they equate love to man's fallen nature rather than Christ's risen nature. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 13 that love worketh no ill. It owes our brothers and our sisters the truth. If you go to Leviticus 19, it also tells us that we are commanded to rebuke our brothers that are committing sins before a just and a holy God. If you go over to the book of 1 Chronicles 19, it talks about how we're to warn our brothers not to trespass against the Lord, lest the wrath of God comes upon them. America needs to understand that our sin is before a just and a holy God. And until we begin to understand that, we're going to stay confused. And our confusion is well-deserved, because that's exactly what we've been sowing to. We sow to the wind, we're going to reap the whirlwind. When you get a moment, friends, read Isaiah 59 as well. Now, Tim, I do want to do this. I want to go back to a couple points that I wanted to make concerning Barack Hussein Obama and blow this whole terrorism and this systematic theology coming from these diplomatic devils coming from the pulpits, the bully pulpits, rather be the representatives or the president of the United States or world leaders. I want to expose them for who they are and what they are actually promulgating and what they're attempting to advance through the use of terror. Now, we were talking at the very beginning of the show about how Barack Hussein Obama is meeting with world leaders. I didn't know that he was the president of the world. I thought he was the president of the United States. But what's interesting here is we have him over in other countries talking about how they need to put the kibosh on terrorism. And what's interesting is what he's doing over here in America, folks. We just found out again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Duke University allowing public Muslim call to prayer is a really bad decision. Well, that was shut down. The people stood down on that. And then we also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com where Barack Hussein Obama actually said that he would combat anybody that calls these terrorist acts jihadist. And I just wanted to know a little something about that, Tim, because as I look at this article, I'm just like, wait a second. Is this right? Am I seeing this thing the right way?
Well, it's going to take more time than what I have to explain, but just to take one thing at a time, the issue with Duke is not really resolved. I mean, people need to be aware of that. They were going to let these guys have a Muslim call to prayer from their church bell tower. And so many people spoke out against that, that they said, well, wait a minute, we might not want to do that. And of course, their vice president, is quoted as saying, we wanted this to have, you know, basically a unifying effect. This is a university that was established by Methodists and Quakers. Okay? Think what you want about them. There are bad things on both sides, but they are largely centered upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so this was a university that was founded upon that. They were contemplating allowing Antichrist. That's what Islamists are. They deny that Jesus has come in the flesh, that the Son of God was incarnate. That's what John says. He calls them that. Okay? They wanted to let Antichrist call for prayer from their church bell tower.
Yeah.
When people called them and voiced their outrage, they didn't say, well, you know what? Yeah, Muhammad was a terrorist, and boy, we have 1,400 years of record of Islam and is terrorizing the Middle East and now has moved into Europe and into America. We're not contemplating. We think the people who called were loud and nasty, and so we're not going to let them do it from that.
They're the victims again. Folks, we're going to take a really quick break here. We got Bradley, Stephanie, and Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hour 2 coming up. Hold over, friends. We got much more.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.